might have it made out of apples or something with crust on top.
Cobbler pie.
And let's see, is a cobbler and a pie, is that the same thing? Is there some kind of difference there?
You mean take fruit and that make up the dough out of flour and put your you roll that out thin and put your fruit down there and you put a layer of that dumplings, I call it, another layer of fruit, and then your topping and put them inside the stove, bake it. I like cobbler pie.
And let's see, if somebody has a real good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his, what kind of expression might you use there? If you know he had a real big appetite, you'd say, well, he sure likes to put away his...
What you mean, put away a lot of food, or...
Mm-hmm. And what would you call maybe a kind of sweet liquid that you would pour over a pudding, something like that?
Well, sometimes you'd make a cream sauce to pour over it.
And that's different from a gravy, isn't it?
Yeah, that's that, and gravy is different. When we had ham, fry that ham and then take that grease you fried it in and pour it up in a bowl and take you some coffee and rinse it out and pour it in there. That was good gravy, ham gravy. Some people like sausage gravy where sausage was fried, but I like the ham gravy much better.
Did you ever make what they call red eye gravy?
I never have made that much, but used tomatoes, and they call it the red eye gravy, but I never have cared for it, and I didn't make it much.
Let's see, what term would you have for, say, food that's taken between regular meals, when you so you just eat a little something between meals, what would you call that? I just had a what?
Just a snack, or?
Yes, ma'am. And let's see. Now, if you were thirsty, you might go in there and get what to drink? You might go in there and get what?
Get water or juice or cocoa or what? Of course, I don't drink cocoa now. I used to drink lots of.
And let's see, you that if you got that water, you put it in what to drink it? You put your water in a
glass or a paper cup.
If food has been cooked and served a second time, you'd say food has been what? It's been
leftovers.
When you live in the country, do you usually have your biggest meal at dinner time, and then?
Well, the family was always together at eating time at noon or night. But now we mostly ate at night. What was left over from a dinner might be have to add something else to it. Maybe fry some sausage, or I might have to cook some warm bread to add to it. But really, the main dinner was at dinner time, midday. But we all, the family all went, had to be at the table and thanks term before anybody eat. And now you know the family goes and comes and eats one or two at the time. And it's altogether different than what it used to be.
Let's see. When you eat, you put the food in the mouth, and then you begin to do what? You begin to just simply
chew it.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever make a dish out of boiled, or maybe just a kind of cornmeal and water? Take some cornmeal and